tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into August 4th, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Appreciate you guys being part of the show. Well, I have a very special birthday announcement to put out there this morning. My mother is 90 years old today. Down in Shelby Township, Michigan. Happy birthday, Mom. Love you. We'll talk to you later this afternoon when I get off the radio. One thing that you realize, as we're all getting older, Mom is 90. She's not on any medications. She walks 3 miles a day. She is in great shape. And thank God I have her genes. One of the things that, speaking of genes, the left is going crazy over this stupid American Eagle jeans commercial. Now, you know, this is just a repeat of another commercial from decades ago. And I don't know why they're so sensitive to a white girl, pretty, attractive young actress, model, whatever she is, saying, I've got great genes. Now, American Eagle, of course, says she's talking about their genes, not her genetic code. But that's what the left is doing. But what they don't realize is they have blown up this advertising commercial. This commercial has aired on news shows, NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, all of them. And the commentators have made comments about it. Now, but to be totally honest with you, I'd never even heard of American Eagle. I don't know. Are they retail stores? Are they online? Are they in the malls? I have no idea. But actually, I looked at a pair of the jeans and I'm like, wow, those look really nice. Well, on her anyway. But it was like, never heard of the brand, never knew anything about the stores, but now we do. So, do you guys understand, you on the left, do you understand that what you've just done is you've given this small little TV campaign a ton of energy, a ton of scenes? You have put this out there everywhere. So in your protest and using your false argument about it, you've probably driven up hundreds of millions of dollars in jean sales for American Eagle. But it kind of goes along with the theme of the Democrat Party right now. Because everything they're doing is driving people away from them. Driving them toward the things that they're yelling and screaming about. Got a perfect example coming up here at the bottom of the hour. We've got lots of news stories, lots of things to talk about today. Tigers only took 1 out of 3 in Philadelphia. The Phillies, great pitcher last night, shut them out. 2-0. Boring but good game. Now they're coming back home. Thank you, God. Speaking of God, we're going to talk about that in the next segment. I know we're not supposed to talk about God or politics, but that's what we do. We'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. How many of you got up your normal wake-up time on Sunday and listened to Rick Hughes' Flatline show from 7:30 to 8 here on the radio station and on the Patriot Voice radio network? the two websites, yourdefendingfathers.com, my show's website, and the radio station's website, WCHY.us, or like Officer Rick and many others, Simple Radio app. Download it. It's free. Put in the call letters, WCHY, and listen to the show. Listen to the music there. Well, I listened this past Sunday, and it was a lesson, a discussion about the cosmos, the cosmic vortex. Very interesting. Very, very, very interesting. And dove into a lot of people's thinking that's happening right now, not only in our state, across the country, actually across the world. The devil versus God. That entire process. Even though you may be thinking that you're a Christian, you believe in God, you believe in Jesus. Well, there is an underlying negative, evil force out there in the cosmos, in the atmosphere, in the spiritual world that is constantly attacking us. Good versus evil. Since the beginning of time, one of the most interesting dynamics of that discussion this past Sunday, if you're serving the wrong master, it's going to lead to your ultimate demise, either here on earth or in the afterlife. That's a decision you need to make. Rick's come out with a new book, Your Christian Spiritual Life, Grow to Maturity and Glorify God. Thick, large size font. Actually, you can read it in an hour, couple hours. Something that you may want to do is text me, Rick. No, not Officer Rick. Just text me Rick for Rick Hughes, and I'll send you the screenshot of how to get a hold of him, how to go to his website, rickhughesministries.org, and order this book, Your Christian Spiritual Life, Grow to Maturity and Glorify God, and fight with everything you have this cosmic vortex that we're living in. It's a new book that addresses it. Great, great segment yesterday. If you missed it, you can get it on his website. Look at podcast and listen to yesterday's show. August 3rd, 2025. Every Sunday, 7:30 to 8:00. We've been broadcasting the show for a few years now. Greatly appreciate if you check it out. Maybe while you're getting ready to go to church. Listen to it. Think about it. Greatly appreciate if you contact Rick either by email, by phone. Just send him a letter in the mail. He loves snail mail. That's how he mails everything out to us. Free of charge. Does not charge for the books, doesn't even charge for postage. Great man, good information, check it out. 7:30 to 8 on Sunday mornings. Well, I noticed that a couple of news sources over the weekend, and the pressure is building. Who's it building on? Governor Gretchen Whitmer. It's been more than 200 days since voters in Michigan's 35th state Senate district have had a state senator, prompting growing bipartisan complaints over Governor Gretchen Whitmer's refusal to call a special election to fill a vacant seat. Even her own party's Saginaw County Democratic Party chair, Brandel Adams, said, "We're being taxed, but we have no representative in the state Senate." I think that's egregious. And again, this is the chairman of her own party. Now, the seat represents parts of Bay, Midland, and Saginaw counties. The way the map is chopped up, redistricted. Well, on the Democrat side, the chair, Brandel, is among three candidates who so far have filed to run for the seat in this district. 35th State Senate District seat has been vacant since January 3rd when Democrat State Senator Christian McDonald Rivett was elected to Congress and went to Washington. Now, 270,000 people don't have a state senator. Under Michigan law, only the governor has the power to call a special election to fill that seat for the remainder of the term, which runs through next year, 2026. Now, the governor has not said when she's going to call this special election or even tried to explain why it's taken so long. Well, the governor's spokesperson, Stacey LaRouche, said last Wednesday in a text message, "We expect an announcement will be made in the near future. We will keep you posted." The governor's office has offered various statements in the past 4 months, but missed opportunities to utilize an existing election date to fill the seat. One of them is tomorrow. We have municipal primaries tomorrow. Many of these are held for city councils, townships, various primaries. Well, in the meantime, the absence of a state senator has real consequences for people in the district. State Representative Bill G. Schuette, a Midland Republican, who is considering a run for the seat if and when Whitmer calls a special election. Schuette said, "We're debating serious issues in the state legislature right now. Whether it's our upcoming state budget or how we finally work to fix our roads. People in the Great Lakes Bay region only have half of their voice. Mine in the House. They are without representation in the Senate. That's not right," said Schuette. Now, one of the reasons Schuette and other Republicans have continued to question the delay, accusing Whitmer of petty politics, driven by a fear that the district will flip to Republicans. One of them, Bill Schuette. Should it flip, Democrats and Republicans would each hold 19 seats in the state Senate. Then, in the event of a tie on any bill, any vote that comes up, it'd be left up to Democratic Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, who would have the power to break a tie. But Republicans could effectively block bills by asking a lawmaker to miss a session. In that event, the vote would be 19-18. The bill would fail with no opportunity for Gilchrist to provide the necessary tie-breaking 20th vote for passage of the vote. Now, Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, who's running for governor, because he's term limited out, says it seems like Governor Whitmer is very intent on doing the most political thing, because it seems like they're afraid they're going to lose the seat to a Republican. This is blatantly political, partisan politics that she's playing. Now, it's not uncommon for a lawmaker to leave office before their term concludes. But Michigan's Constitution, folks, provides a solution. Specifically, in our state constitution, it gives the governor absolute control to call an election with little restriction on timing. And as a result, this causes this situation. Some experts have said this is a very poor solution. Quentin Yergin, a professor of law at Michigan State University, says anytime there's a vacancy and you have to have a special election, there's going to be a period of time in which nobody is in that seat. And practically, the people are functionally deprived of any representation. Now, half of the U.S. United States instead use some version of an appointment system. Typically, where the party that previously held the seat gives names to the governor for a replacement candidate to expedite the process. The governor then vets the names and appoints a replacement for and by the same party. However, Yergin says political appointments can appear undemocratic, but they help ensure voters do not lack representation for prolonged periods of time. However, they don't get to participate in the replacement. Well, in the past, Michigan lawmakers in recent years have tried but failed to force a timeline for filling vacant seats in the state legislature. Former state representative Andrea Schroeder introduced a bill, actually, back in June of 2021 that would require a governor to announce within 30 days of a vacancy when the special election would be held to finish the term. The bill was personal for Schroeder, a Republican from Independence Township. She had been diagnosed with stomach cancer and died in October of that year. She wanted the governor at that time, Gretchen Whitmer, to schedule a special election ahead of time. Well, lawmakers in the House and the Senate approved the legislation, but Whitmer vetoed it, saying she did not want to tie the hands of future Michigan governors. We're going to wrap this story up on the other side. Bottom of the hour news for hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading